This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Countries across Europe considered new curbs on movement on Tuesday, while U.S. President Joe Biden called on military medics to support hospitals and fight the Omicron variant sweeping the world days before the second Christmas of the pandemic. Omicron infections are multiplying across Europe, the United States, and Asia, including in Japan, where a single cluster of COVID-19 cases at a military base has grown to at least 180. Biden struck a dire tone about the risks to one in four American adults still unvaccinated. He planned to lay out new measures on testing on Tuesday, an administration official said. The steps include activating some 1,000 military medical personnel to support hospitals already being overwhelmed. Germany, Scotland, Ireland, the Netherlands, and South Korea are among countries to have reimposed partial or full lockdowns or other social distancing measures in recent days. New Zealand COVID-19 response minister Chris Hipkins said his country, which imposed some of the world's toughest COVID-19 measures, was delaying the start of a staggered reopening of its border until the end of February. Quote, all of the evidence so far points to Omicron being the most transmissible COVID-19 variant yet, he said. In the United States, the Biden administration said it would open federal COVID-19 testing sites in New York this week and buy 500 million at-home rapid tests that Americans can order online for free starting in January. Omicron now accounts for 73% of all new cases in the United States, up from less than 1% at the beginning of the month. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile.